Baby killing is proceeding apace in California today. As a matter of fact, baby killing is proceeding apace in Louisiana today, where it's outlawed. Not according to the Center for Reproductive Freedom, though. There's an injunction filed yesterday. It was granted, I think, terribly, diabolically, and erroneously by a judge in New Orleans to stop Attorney General Jeff Landry's implementation of our trigger, quote, trigger law, close quote. Same thing happened in Mississippi. It happened in three states. I want to say Texas was also assaulted and was told to stand down. Well, the state courts review their rules. You may recall, ladies and gentlemen, I'll get back to the Amazon in just a moment here. You may recall that the Supreme Court of the state of Kansas, which had three justices on it, appointed by the demonic, cult of death-obsessed Countess of Darkness, Kathleen Sebelius, when she was governor. The Kansas Supreme Court ran their constitution into a paper shredder, took enough individual letters to string them together into words, and then those words into sentences to, quote, discover a right to abortion, close quote, in the Kansas Constitution and struck down the state's anti-abort laws. The people of Kansas are going to get the final word because they get to go to the polls on August the 2nd, and this will be the first public forum ballot challenge to Dobbs. If it really is true that the American people are out there pining away for the, quote, right, close quote, murder the soon-to-be-born, then Kansas will not vote that amendment into its constitution. Which, by the way, there's language in the amendment, if you read it, that basically says no court, the state Supreme Court, has no say-so in the implementation of this amendment. So if in the states there really is this clamor, then Kansas will vote accordingly, and the amendment will go down in flames. If you live in Kansas, and there are many listeners who do, you know that that's not going to happen. Not even the Stacey Slobrams gang can rig this election. So now they want to now move the fight to the state courts. This is basically a cult of death, carpet-bagging act of war. Now, telling us here in our states that we now have the authority has been remanded back to the people of the individual states that, no, you're not allowed to make that decision either. And we're going to get judges in your state to say you can't. You can secede all you want. What are you going to do when your own state courts say, well, sorry, abortion's a right under our Constitution, too? Do not put anything past these people. They will do this. We, the undersigned, come to you today to request immediate and decisive action against the threat to our basic human rights with the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Right, sees Amazon employees. As part of Amazon's wide-reaching efforts toward a more inclusive and diverse workforce, we believe that Amazon cannot let this recent decision go unanswered. We ask Amazon, the world's best employer, to actively defend against the assault on our liberty. Below are proposed ideas on how Amazon might use its considerable influence and responsibility to help our country correct its course and mitigate the impact of the recent Supreme Court decision on Amazon employees. I told you these people were your enemies. Years ago, stop doing business with these people. They'll use their money to attack you. Although some ideas bear a larger business risk than others, these are unprecedented times which require us to think big to change the world. I guess the memo didn't go out that the chat room is open. T today. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Use Amazon's voice to publicly and unequivocally denounce this decision. Allow employees of all genders the space and time to grieve. Oh, you need a personal day off now? Personal time day? Express their frustrations and protect against the assault on our rights. Organize company-sponsored protests in support of Amazon employees. Donate and match donations to bail funds and assistance groups working to expand abortion access to women and pregnant people. Pregnant people? No. In impacted states. Expand remote work options. Audit and remove product offerings that misrespect the facts on abortion or encourage hate speech or violence toward abortion seekers. By my count so far, there have been 4 attacks on buildings and entities and institutions, if you will, since Dobbs. Yesterday, a Catholic church, I'd never heard of it before. St. Saloma was burnt to the ground. Fire marshal in the town where it was burnt said, no doubt it is an act of direct arson. Audit all political donations and immediately cease contributions to political committees that oppose abortion. Enact company-wise policy change going forward to ensure that Amazon does not aid or abet anti-abortion causes, ideologies, groups, or public figures, including via donation, product sale, public statement, or otherwise. In other words, if you're a pro-lifer and you sell on Amazon, they want you gone. I say good riddance. Good riddance. Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
What about all those Catholics like Taylor Marshall and several others that use Amazon as their primary publishing company?
I have been pleading. Yes, I have been pleading with everyone that I know that's a publisher. Stop doing business with them. Well, come on, TKD. It's the easiest way. They publish your book. They do this, that. Well, number one, they stink at it. They're the worst publishers, and I deal with dozens of them. You order a book through Amazon Fulfillment, just sit on your hands and wait for it. Because you won't get it immediately. You won't get it. You can send me the text. I told one guy, I'm like, just send me the text of the book, dude. If you have it already in page format, formatted with headers and footers and all, just send me the freaking text. I can have it printed in 6 days. And then here's the kicker. Number 9, accurately predicted by TKD. I actually wrote this yesterday afternoon, and I didn't publish it till this morning. Cease operations in states that enact laws that threaten the lives and liberty of abortion seekers. Either by denying health care in life-threatening circumstances or by criminalizing abortion seekers and providers. Given the attacks on our democracy and the continued deterioration of our rights, we believe the time to act is now. If you would like to learn more about advocating for abortion, including organizations you can personally support and talking points to help focus the conversation on the safety of abortion. Can you imagine something that is more oxymoronic or untrue or not true than that? An abortion seeker is by definition seeking to terminate a human life. That's a violent act by violent means. Well, here we go. Buckle in, folks. Buckle in. I am going to personally use the power that I have here on the Crusade Channel, which, judging by the population in the chat room today, is close to
0.0.
To ask everyone that remains doing business and buying and shopping from Amazon to stop. stop immediately. I got a text from a friend of mine who I sent a draft of my Substack this morning to, and he goes, "I bear witness, you called it yesterday afternoon." If you're still buying from Amazon, you need to stop. If you're in the middle of nowhere and you have no access to or wherever your situation is and you're using Amazon Prime, you know, we have to use Amazon. Look, we have to pick for our music libraries, which we've been using for over a decade. It's either iTunes, which we don't use, or it's Prime. I'm certainly not buying the Pandora service from SiriusXM. I got to figure out a way around it. That's on me. But I don't buy anything else from Amazon. I just don't want anybody to go like, "I found out that you're using Prime for your music." Yep, I just admitted it, yes. And I need to find another way to do that. But we don't buy anything, nothing, from Amazon and have it for years for this very reason. I want to move on because this piece at the Catholic thing this morning, I believe this guy sums this up pretty well. His name is Randall. I know it's in here. I am looking for the Chicago Way versus the Catholic Way. Not printed, of course. Again, hoisted by my own petard. I'll read it from the screen. "Whoever decided to release the Dobbs decision on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus was a genius," writes Randall Smith at the CatholicThing.org. I'm looking for it. Hold on. Yeah, I didn't print it. My bad. We're having a through the four sheets of glass conversation about the printed version of the piece. "Whoever decided to release the Dobbs decision on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus was a genius. My priest at Mass that day could not conceal his joy at the great gift we have been given. I suppose his joy was tempered somewhat when, as he was putting out the Eucharist for Friday afternoon adoration, a woman came into the back of the church and began screaming. Fortunately, we were able to shoo her away. I found our saintly Dominican priest talking to her calmly but firmly afterward in the courtyard of the parish. Some people are angry, really angry. A friend writes, haven't seen the Democrats this angry since Lincoln freed their slaves and since the Supreme Court desegregated their public schools. When those rights were denied them, rights based then as now on denying the full personhood of other human beings, those people got very angry indeed. Like many people, I'm concerned about the increased threats to Catholic churches and crisis pregnancy centers. There have been at least 63 such attacks since the Dobbs decision was leaked several weeks ago. A group named Jane's Revenge has called for riots in a summer of rage. Their slogan, to our oppressors, if abortions aren't safe, you're not either.